So, there is this story, which I wanted to explain so much, rather than jump it in the middle of the story, the history, the legends, and all that stuff. It's hard to understand those things when you do not have a complete picture from the point of view of Omaskigo. If we listen to the European who is an expert of anthropology, and if we listen to the person who is an expert in archaeology, we will get partial information. If we see the missionaries who have lived and experienced in converting the local people in the Omaskigo territory, we will have partial information. And if we have the records of the Hudson Bay fur traders, we have partially information of their awareness only. The Hudson Bay Company staff and employees and factors and whatever you want, the terminology you want to use of their ranking system, those people did not really care about the spiritual structure of the First Nation they saw. The only thing they cared was to pay the cost of the expedition, to get something in this from the land and from these people to make it pay. Never mind about their spirit. Let them have their own spiritual belief and practices, as long as they supply us the furs and everything. That's the Hudson Bay procedures. They didn't care about converting the First Nation into Christianity. They took the advantage of their skills and knowledge of the land and how they hunt, unfortunately. That contact, one impact of the Hudson Bay fur trading or any other fur trading, have destroyed the aboriginal conservation system. The moral laws were lost in that age. Even though we have told a story about how terrible the tribes do with each other, they did have a rules. They did have a law, more like. They did have a policies. But they did not have Ten Commandments written by the God's finger. No, they didn't have it written in a stone. But they have it written in their mind from observation of the nature. And from it, they create the family policies for the morality. That's as far as it went, because they did not live in a group. They did not live in a group as a city dwellers or community dwellers. They were migrators, especially the Omaskigo people. And that is why, to my assumption, to my conclusion, that is why these people were like that. Perhaps other tribes are similarities. It may be. But we have to listen to these tribes, a tribal elders, a tribal wise men, a tribal historians. We have to listen to them intently and a great awareness what they're speaking. And we must not condemn them, those other tribes. As we try to respect ourselves, we shall respect their belief and their history. And we will truly acquire our true inheritance of the Canadian history. That is my final comment, and I am out of breath now. And thank you very much for listening. My mind has been open in this wilderness where I stand. The wind communicate with me. The spirit communicate with me, and I voice my mind. I speak with nature. I speak the creator's creation and the creatures that live here in the forest have shared to stay with me. That is all. This is the additional information about something about the people we have talked about, Dio Muskeguak on the west coast of James Bay and the southwest coast of Hudson Bay. I wanted to put this somewhere in this tape recording, this subject of a little bit more about midday wind. And the life and the worldviews of Muskego people.